G'day guys, welcome to a bonus episode of Dylan Friends. We're going to start doing these. We've had some awesome feedback from a bit more of the extended intros that people want to hear. A bit more talking, which has been weird because I thought you guys hated me for some reason sometimes. Was that weird? But no, in all seriousness, I really appreciate it. It's been incredible. I can't believe, I suppose, the growth of the show this year and everything else we're doing and all the feedback that we're getting from everyone. Like it really doesn't go unnoticed, especially through socials and reading some of the reviews on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube. The support is honestly unwavering, and yeah, just cannot thank you all enough for that. It'll definitely probably be fortnightly to start with, and yeah, if everyone likes them, we'll try and do them as much as I can. But I'll always start with a highlight and low light of my week. So highlight, played golf on Sunday last week, and I hit 47 on the back nine at Ivanhoe, which is my PB. Now, 47 isn't a great score, but that is my new personal best for the back nine at Ivanhoe golf course. That's in Victoria, public golf course, and I was just on. I was just feeling it. I think it was the shaved head. I'm not sure. It was just one of those days. The sun was out. There was no wind, and I was just hitting some absolute stinging pinnacles down the fairways. And every time I'd hit that many trees and it would just bounce straight back into the middle of the fairway. To any of those golfers out there, you know how I feel. I was just draining them, draining putts. Obviously not too well though, because I still hit 47, which is about 20 over par, but it was a good day. So that's my highlight. I definitely want to get some golf days going, some Dylan Friends golf days going, and in the future that we can get out there and have a hit. Low light this week, bit of fun, but the shaved head. Yeah, shaved my head, which in a way is a low light, but it's also a massive highlight for good friend Sammy Doherty, which we'll talk about throughout the show. But yeah, just didn't realize how small my head was and how big my forehead is. So it's like quite a weird mix, because in one aspect, it's like a really small forehead. Really small head with a big forehead. So it's sort of like, in a way, real big talent. So in that aspect, it's actually a highlight. I'm changing it now. Now, as I said, we want to make these episodes 20 minutes so we don't waste too much of your time. But yeah, just talk about things that are happening. Bit of an update with myself, what's happening with the show, what's happening outside of the show, sorry. And yeah, just whatever you guys and girls want to hear us talk about, we'll definitely do. And sometimes even just catch up with former people that have been on the show and see what they're doing. But yeah, I thought this week I'd actually talk about my last month and how crazy it's probably been in you know, just working and in Victoria being in lockdown. Cannot wait to get out of that. But I was like, looking back now, I was like really struggling, I reckon, like 3 weeks ago, just with how like hectic work was and how much we're trying to do. And I look back now and honestly, I was just like so down and frustrated. But it was mainly just because I just didn't have a really good routine. And I was, you know, just working a lot, but I wasn't eating well and I wasn't working out. And I was just in such a shit mood all the time. I was, you know, couldn't sleep at night, but I was couldn't get up in the morning either. And yeah, I just couldn't get out of a slump. And Tofu just said, you know, you got to get back to running, because I know that when I'm fitness and doing these things, I'm always feeling so much better. So grabbed my mate Nicky Riddle and we started, you know, doing a lot of runs and getting out of bed. And to be honest, the first like 3 or 4 or 5 runs that I did, and I know running's not for everyone, but I was cooked. Like I was so tired, and it actually made me feel worse than better. But from chatting to him and just knowing that these things happen with me and I know how my body works, like I just had to push through that initial 2 weeks of those runs. And now like, I have literally never had so much, I've never had so much energy. Like I'm up early in the morning, like I'm feeling so good. Like for me, when I know I'm in like a really good space is when I can get up early, eat breakfast and start my day. And I know when I'm feeling shit is when I'm sleeping in and I miss breakfast. And they're like the two things for me. It's just like a trigger. Everyone will have it in themselves when they know they're humming in a good mindset and in a good routine. That's it for me. It's getting up early, having breakfast, starting my day. And yeah, I've just been doing that, trying to work out 3 times a week minimum, because at the moment, you know, I'm loving my running. We're, you know, trying to bite off a marathon, which has been probably the stupidest thing I've ever done, realizing how far that is, 42Ks. The quickest I'd ever run before that was 13 kilometers. So yeah, it's been really fun and setting that challenge for myself. I did a 16 kilometer run on the weekend. If anyone listens to List Cloggers, you'd know that I'm addicted to my Strava at the moment, which is a bit of a joke, but in all honesty, I love it because it keeps me honest. And I like that aspect of being able to upload your runs into Strava and communicate with people and compare yourself to how other people are going. I think since I finished footy, that competitiveness of like sport has been something that I've really missed, and it was something that used to give me massive anxiety. But when you don't have it anymore, you almost need it. So I love the competitiveness of running. And just on that as well, like I think with competitiveness, I've probably had a funny relationship with it for so long. I used to think it was a bit of a bad thing, and it, you know, sometimes it would bring out the worst in me. But now I know that it's so good for me. I need to be competitive, and I absolutely love it. Even when we play golf with mates, like I want to win. I love it. And I think it's something that you don't shy away from, as long as you're doing it in the right aspect and you're not cheating, which I probably used to do when I was younger. It's good. And I think that, yeah, it's super, super important to have that competitiveness in whatever you do. And you know, we bring that in with the podcasting now. Like, I love it. Like, I don't do it to be number one or do it to be number two or number three, but it does give you that carrot to chase. And I do love, comparing and competing with other people. And it is that bit of sport, but at the end of the day, it's not why we do the show. We do the show because we love connecting with people, learning new things, and having massive impacts on hopefully people that are listening. And yeah, some of the messages that I've got lately have just been unbelievable in that aspect. So I honestly, without those messages, sometimes you can lose a little bit of momentum and reason why you're doing things. Like, there's times when I've been doing the show and I get down on myself because we're not getting as many downloads as we have, or we want to get more, but then I come back to the essence of it, and fuck, it's if we can make one person happy or change their day, that's what it's all about. So for that, yeah, cannot be more thankful. So yeah, it's been good. I just would place one thing though on goal setting that I've found out like really lately, and I think this is just something that I've learned a lot when it comes to my own goal setting. And we spoke about this with David Butterfant in an episode a few months ago, it might have been 4 months ago now. He's from one of the he was a high performance manager at Carlton and extremely strong in the resilience space. And we're talking about goals, and it really has been prevalent for me of late just how important it is to not set goals that aren't attainable. Like, I think when I was in that slump, the best thing I did was go like, all right, I'm going to do 2 runs a week. Like, there's 7 days in a week I can do 2 runs. In the past, I would have said, all right, fuck, I'm going to run 5 days a week for the next 2 weeks. And by the time, if you miss a day, you feel like shit because you haven't done it and you get down on yourself, and then these goals are too hard to attain. So I think for me, like, I set the goal was so small, was genuinely just being active for 2 days a week. And I ticked that box, and because I ticked it and did it, I felt really good about it. Then I wanted to add more rather than adding too much, not getting it and then feeling shit. So that was just a little tip that I found worked really good for me when setting goals. Emma Murray speaks about it a lot as well. So it's been good. Actually, just on that, Mark Matthews said a good one to do with habit stacking, which is basically just stacking a habit onto something else you do. Like, if it's you want to read more, well, if you have a coffee every morning, make sure you have your coffee, then you read your book. So yeah, another one, Mark Matthews is a good one to listen to for that type of thing if you wanted to do it. But yeah, I think a big savior for me in this whole time is just having these hobbies and doing things outside of work for sure, and like running, playing golf. I know we joke about it a lot, but it genuinely has been massive. Even the new vinyl collection that we've got at the moment here in the studio that we're trying to build into, it's been so much fun. Might have to do an episode on all the vinyls that we've got in here because it's getting a serious collection. It's been good. So yeah, I can't wait to do some more camping. I bought a swag like last month a few months ago before the last lockdown. And as soon as we can, get out to regional, I'm going to be camping near a town near you. So make sure you let us know some good camping spots. We're going to head out there in my swag and the Mazda BT50 from South Maringa. That's going to be unbelievable. Be good, good fun. Yes. Now, last week, obviously, good mate Sam Doherty, we spoke about a lot on Dealer Friends and, his situation at the moment. For those who don't know, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer last year, and unfortunately that, came back, but it was in his stomach and in his lymph nodes. And yeah, he's going through some chemotherapy at the moment, which is all tracking really, really well, going well. But unfortunately, he lost his hair, and as a part of that, a great initiative by Carlton to do the shave off. Yeah, so with Peter Mack, and they raised 160K, which was unbelievable. And Sam was so overwhelmed at that. And, he's someone that is really mature and just, such a good dude. But I know that run really hit him, and was it was awesome to make that much money for such a special cause. But yeah, I thought it'd be silly of me. I didn't think there was an option for me not to do that, to support a friend that's going through cancer. And as much as, I do have a small pinhead with a big forehead, it's a lot better than going through what he is at the moment. And I'm so blessed that, I have a friend like that that is as strong as him. And I've definitely learned a lot from him at this stage, and the way he, reacts to adversity. So it's been really, really big. But we will say, and I've said it 4 or 5 times, and I don't apologize for this, but if there is any males and females out there that are putting off anything, make sure you go and do get tested. I know stereotypically males in general, we're not good at doing this, but this has been a big one for me to go and stay on top of my health. I had some blood tests recently, some testicle checks and even some kidney checks as well. It's so weird the shit that goes through your mind before these things, because I was so anxious about it, but I was like so anxious that I was thinking about not doing it, then not realizing by not doing it, I'm just making it worse than what it fucking is. So yeah, it was good in to get it all done and get that tested, which is sick. So big shout out to Sam. He's doing incredible things. Can't wait to see him bounce back very soon. And yeah, just blessed to have a friend like that. And if you are thinking about going to the doctor, make sure you do. Episode recap from this week. We had an awesome ep with Chinkuith Giath, who is an absolute star. He's a South Sudanese player from Hawthorn. He has an incredible story. He was born in an Ethiopian refugee camp. His parents were fleeing South Sudan to seek refuge in Australia, and then they got stuck in a refugee camp in Ethiopia for, I think it was 6 years. And yeah, hearing CJ tell that story about coming into Australia for the first time, and I think he was 7 years old when he landed and saw lights. It was, yeah, he saw lights for the first time basically on the flight, which is unbelievable. And yeah, he didn't speak any English. And yeah, just his story of coming to Australia, moving to Dandenong, then going out to Gippsland, and yeah, basically learning how to speak English by, you know, playing footy with his mates. And his big message in that is just how much sport played a massive role in bringing him into the community. And he said a lot, like, sport is an equalizer. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are. At the end of the day, when you're out on the pitch, you get judged on your performance and how hard you work. So he, yeah, just had some incredible stories. A kid that's, I think, 21 turning 22, you know, you sit down with someone like him and you just can't help but just take so much out of that chat with the perspective and adversity that he's, you know, faced in his life. And yeah, it was bloody special to sit down with him, and yeah, can't thank him enough for sharing that story with us, because it was really, really crazy. But yeah, I'm super excited to see him this year. Like, oh, fuck, I did not realise, like, I don't even know how I played footy sometimes, because he came into the studio, he was fucking like 190 centimetres, he touched me and like nearly broke my back with how strong he was. He's like the most athletic guy I've ever seen. I'm really excited to see him play next year. It's scary because in the show he was talking about his attributes in terms of like his athletic attributes, but it was pretty scary with how like quick he is, but then also how strong he is and how like fast he can run. So yeah, it was pretty awesome. You know, I love reviewing movies and films and series, and it'd be remiss of me not to tell you one of my favorites at the moment. I'm actually re-watching this because it's so good, but I love Ozark so much. Jason Bateman is the main honcho in that one, and yeah, it's unreal. I love this. Like, I've seen a lot of him in a lot of movies, and he's sort of like that funny guy. I didn't think that he was great like in everything, but this shows a whole new side to him and what he does in the film. It's seriously like on the edge of your seat every episode, the thrill, anxiety, on edge. Yeah, basically it's about him. He's an accountant, and I'm not spoiling it too much, but you find this out in the first episode. He's an accountant, and he launders money for the Mexican cartel. And yeah, basically you can see where it's heading. Like, something happens and he has to stick with them, and it basically just follows him and his family on the trek that is in the Ozarks, in the States. But yeah, one of my favorite series. I couldn't recommend that more. I hope there's another one coming out soon. And one that I'm so excited for that's coming out in, I think, November 10, but Yellowstone season 4, I think it is. That is like genuinely going to lock myself inside for like fucking week and just watch that. I cannot wait. Now, my vinyls. I've been so excited to talk about this. Now, tune out, anyone who doesn't listen to music on a surface level. This is where we are. I'll tell you about probably just... the genre I'm into at the moment, which has probably been like some of my favorite music that I'm into. It's like soft rap. Yeah, it's soft. I don't even know how to describe it. It's UK soft rap. The sort of music that I love listening to, people like Loyal Kana, Tom Misch, and then this group called Frankie Stew and Harvey Gunn, which is, you know, for some reason, I still don't know how these two guys in the States don't have like more listeners than they do. They're still like really small, but I've got all those three on vinyl at the moment, and they're probably the ones getting the main rotation. I'll give you a couple songs. The Loyal Kana, Ottolenghi, is like my favorite song from him. Tom Misch, my favorite song from Tom Misch is Water Baby. And Frankie Stew and Harvey Gunn, my favorite song from them would be Watercolors. So let me know what you think of those. If you like that sort of style of music, we can chuck some up on the Instagram or in the show notes to check them out more. But yeah, I'm loving those tunes at the moment. They're sort of like a Mac Miller, but like a UK version of him. And if there's any other one else that you listen to like that, make sure you let me know, because I love listening to that stuff. Now, goals for next month. I spoke about it, but exercise is one that I've got to keep doing. Yeah, it's been a big one. It's been massive for me, as I said. Like, the more I do it, like not overdo it, but the more I just stay fit, like I just feel so much fucking better, and I just have so much more energy and time. And like, I don't know about everyone else, but like sometimes like when I'm in these modes of just like, you know, being fit, I don't want to eat shit food. I want to eat good, and I think about what I'm putting into my body. But yeah, it's definitely, I'm not trying to sound like a preacher, like there's times where I eat absolute shit, but when I'm eating well and like training, I just feel fucking awesome. So I need to keep on top of that. It's a big one for me. The podcast, we have so much cool content that we're excited for at the moment. We have so many guests lined up. To give a few hints, am I allowed to give some hints, Sam? Sam's giving some heads. Yeah, so we've got some really cool shows coming up. Craig Hutchison, Big Hutchie coming on the show, which I'm really excited for. He's been a media mogul and really set the tone in the Australian media landscape. Zachy Butters, young kid from Port Adelaide, which I'm sure you all know. I love this kid, he's a star. And Darcy Vessio, another one that, you know, I've been wanting to have on the show for so long. And she's doing some absolutely awesome things in the AFL women's space and AFL in general. Can't wait to get her on and have a chat. There's some shows coming up. And yeah, obviously List Cloggers, which is another one of, you know, my podcast that I'm doing with Dan Gorringe, and Sam is a producer of that one too. So make sure if you haven't already, definitely check that show out. We're loving doing that. We're in the new studio now. We're on YouTube with it. So cannot thank you guys enough for everything. Let me know what you guys think of these new shows, what you want me to talk about. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Love the feedback you're all giving through the socials and DMs. And if I ask one thing, if you do enjoy the show, one thing we know so much, it really does help if you just can subscribe or follow, or anything you do on iTunes or Spotify is such a massive help, because it just puts the podcast into more people's ears and helps grow the show. So if you're listening, you haven't subscribed or followed yet on whatever platform you are, please do. IllyXX, let's go. Bye.